eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast here. Of course, our video feed, 94WIP, the YouTube page. And look, this is not a fun one to do. The Phillies lose last night. They're out in Game 7 of the 2023 NLCS. It is a collapse. I mean, we could frame this any way we want, but the Phillies collapsed here. A 2-0 lead, a 3-2 lead. Come back home for 6-7. The Phillies collapsed and gave away a chance at a world championship. That's it. I mean, I believe the Phillies would have beat the Texas Rangers. I believe the Phillies would have won the World Series if they got through this series. And they gave it away. They gave it away to an inferior team. Credit to Arizona. They played very well down the stretch of the series. They have gamers. Corbin Carroll is a great player. Marte is a winning player. They have pitching, clearly, out of their bullpen. And Merrill Kelly's got stones, and Fott's got stuff. They're a good team, good manager. But they're the worst team that I've ever seen play in a World Series, by far. 84 wins, outscored during the regular season. That is not a team the Phillies should have lost in a seven-game series to. And look, there'll be time for reflection, time to look forward, time to appreciate this team for what it was. But today, the wound is there. I mean, the wound is there because the Phillies coughed up a chance to make the World Series. This is the worst postseason loss I've seen a Philadelphia team have since the 2003 NFC Championship game with the Eagles. The stakes, the opponent, you know, even like the weirdness of expansion teams with the Panthers and Jake Delhomme and obviously the Diamondbacks here. It's just an unacceptable loss, and it will make you regret for a long time what was possible, and the Phillies did not accomplish. All right. It's what we do as fans. It's what we do as, you know, when we have a team do this to us, is you kind of go into your head with a blame game. I mean, that's where I'm at today, blaming people and trying to figure out why this happened. And look, when I lay out the five people or the five reasons I think the Phillies most lost this series, it's not meant to be 20% each, right? There's certainly going to be ones that are way bigger and heavier than others. But these are the five things in my head right now, the five biggest things I'm thinking about as that series came to a close. Number one is Rob Thompson, Phillies manager, and the mistakes he made in this series. I like Rob Thompson. I have supported him from the minute he took over from Joe Girardi. Thought he did an outstanding job in 2022. I thought he should have been the 2022 NL Manager of the Year. Once again, this year's slow start, he rallies this team. His steadiness during the regular season is an extreme asset. It is also his undoing during the postseason. We saw it last year leaving Nick Castellanos in the middle of the order behind Bryce Harper. We saw it this year with his stubbornness and his unwavering loyalty to players that do not deserve unwavering loyalty. There's a certain subset of players that no matter what, you just trust them because they're great. They're in the prime of their career. They have a track record. Those three things all line up. Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper. Like, you just got to trust those guys to do what they do. And then there are certain players, and I know Alec Bohm hit a home run last night, but did you see that at-bat in the eighth inning and the strikeout and him crying there? Like, that's not a fourth place hitter on a championship team. I stand firm on that. But the bigger ones and the worst ones were Craig Kimbrel, game three, but then game four, putting him back out there in game four, back-to-back days, knowing he's cooked at this point. Craig Kimbrel cannot be in that leverage spot. Mistake by Rob Thompson. That's where the series shifted significantly. And then, of course, there's the Johan Rojas situation. And he believed in him. He told him he believed in him. He made it seem like it didn't matter if he didn't hit. And the Phillies effectively played pre-DH baseball in this series. They did. They had a pitcher hitting. Johan Rojas was as effective as a pitcher hitting in the old at National League days. The Diamondbacks had a real DH, whoever it was, you know, whatever they did each day with Longoria or Pham or whatever. They had a professional hitter hitting in one of the spots of their lineup. The Phillies had a non-professional hitter. I mean, Johan Rojas was overmatched. And the fact that he got that at-bat with the bases loaded last night was crazy. I mean, it's crazy. I know the gap between Rojas and Pache is not much, but there's a gap right now. One guy's been in the big leagues longer. You saw it later in the game. He gave you a more professional at-bat. Would Pache have gotten a hit? I don't know. Probably not. But he'd have a better chance. The same thing with Jake Cave. The same exact thing with Jake Cave, who eventually came in and ended the game there with the at-bat in the ninth inning. Rob Thompson made too many mistakes. He stayed too loyal to the lineup. He stayed too loyal to Craig Kimbrel. He stayed too loyal to Johan Rojas. And none of those things deserve the loyalty he gave them there in that spot. He made too many mistakes. He was outmanaged by Torrey Lavoe. And he's a big reason why the Phillies lost this series. The second one, of course, is the Stars. You know, Bryce Harper went hitless his last 7 at-bats this series. Trey Turner hitless his last 12 at-bats this series. Nick Castellanos went hitless in his last 23 at-bats of the series. In Game 6 and 7, Schwarber, Turner, Harper, the 1-2-3 hitters in this team, went 1-for-20. As Marte and Carroll ignited the Diamondbacks, Schwarber, Turner, Harper bogged down the Phillies. Sometimes it's as simple as that. You know, you go back to the Sixers last year in the postseason. Tatum and Brown, specifically Tatum, stepped up in Game 6 and 7. Tatum torched the Sixers in Game 7. And Harden and Embiid folded like a tent. I mean, sometimes it really is as simple as, do your stars show up in the biggest moments? And the Phillies stars did not. They didn't have a hit as a team last night in their final 17 plate appearances. There is a fatal flaw to this team's offense. And I would say other than three guys, I'll give three guys, you know, you could maybe count Marsh as kind of 3.5, but I'll say three with conviction. Three batters on this team every day have good at-bats. And that is Kyle Schwarber, it is Bryce Harper, and it is Bryson Stott. That's it. Those three you could count. Now, it doesn't mean the results are always there, but they have good at-bats. They foul pitches off. They take balls outside the strike zone. They grind. They walk. They have good at-bats. The Phillies missed Rhys Hoskins because it was a fourth member of this group that had good at-bats. Sees a lot of pitches, grinds, fouls pitches off, walks, all those kind of things. Even when he's slumping, he would do that. The other six batters in this lineup, and I do think Marsh has, like, he's almost there in his development, but he's not quite fully there yet. But the other six guys in this lineup do not. And when they are red hot, you forget about it and you love them. Trey Turner, and it's why I still don't believe, you give me all the numbers you want from August on, he's not a $300 million player. His bat is not going to age particularly well because he doesn't grind at bats. He swings and misses a lot. He doesn't have a great feel for the strike zone. He is a streaky feel hitter. And when the feel goes away, as it did down the stretch of the series, he stinks. Nick Castellanos, the ultimate feel hitter. When he's locked in, we are loving Nick Castellanos, bombing home runs. He's a gamer. He's a baller. And then when he is off, he looks horrendous out there. We've seen this now for 2 years. This is who the Phillies employ. Alec Bohm is like that. Now, he makes more contact than the other guys, and he'll strike out a little bit less, but it's the same thing. It's the same thing. He's not a grinder. He has better bat-to-ball skills than a lot of these guys, so he'll just flare singles over the infield. And he hit the home run last night, and I felt good for him doing that. but he's not a grinder like the other guys. They become easy to pitch to when they're off, when they're struggling, and you felt that last night. Topper cost them a series, you know, is a big part of the reason they lost the series. The stars and the offense going cold, major part of the reason they lost the series.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The third thing I wrote down, and you could feel free to disagree with this if you'd like, Dave Dombrowski is getting just, he's, no one is putting the proper blame on Dombrowski here for this series and for the final result. At the trade deadline, the Arizona Diamondbacks traded for Tommy Pham and Paul Sewald, guy who had a home run in game number 6, and obviously the guy who closed out the game and closed out the series for Arizona to help out their depth in their outfield, the length in their lineup with Pham, and to give them another arm in their bullpen. And that's a major part of the reason why they won this series. The Texas Rangers, who won the American League, traded for Jordan Montgomery, Aroldis Chapman, and Max Scherzer. Without those guys, specifically Montgomery, they're not in the World Series. The Phillies' deadline was Michael Lorenzen and Rodolfo Castro. All things considered, it was a disastrous trade deadline for Dave Dombrowski. He needed to find another arm Topper could trust. He didn't. Now, maybe should have Topper trusted Lorenzen a little bit more. Maybe. But he didn't trust him. And Lorenzen was horrendous down the stretch of the season after his, you know, couple bright moments, the nice pitching against the Marlins in his first start. Of course, we remember the no-hitter. After that, he just was a complete dud in a Phillies uniform. Complete dud. And hopefully the kid they traded there was their fourth best prospect. Does it turn out to be a good player? Because that could be an all-time bad trade. And then Rodolfo Castro. Now, they didn't give up anything for him. Bailey Falter's just a guy. But Castro was the bat. You know, all July, we said, I said, they need a bat. They need help. They need another outfield bat, especially as Bryce becomes a transitions to be a full-time first baseman. They need another bat. Because otherwise, if you're deciding on Bryce at first, Schwarber DH, then every single day, you're going to have to play Cave or Rojas or Pache. And they went with that. And we all didn't care. We all forgot about it because the stars got hot in August. They cruised into the playoffs for the most part. It didn't really matter. But it mattered when we're talking about Johan Rojas having to play every day. Or the alternative is Jake Cave or, you know, Christian Pache. Tommy Pham was traded. Mark Canha was traded. I mean, these kind of right-handed hitting, fourth outfield, DH kind of bats are available. I mean, you could just shake a tree outside and find one in a trade, and it didn't cost very much. Dave Dombrowski did not help this team get to the World Series enough. And the other thing about Dombrowski, who's obviously very, very accomplished, you know, a lot of this team is Matt Klentak's team. And John Middleton's team. And he came in here and he spent a lot of money on Trey Turner. I still don't think it's really worth what they paid him. But okay, they got Trey Turner. And they got Nick Castellanos, who's Mr. Up and Down. And they got Kyle Schwarber. I love that signing and still do love that signing. But the rest of this is like, this team was already here. The decision to move on from Eflin to get Taijuan Walker is a joke. It's a joke. They paid Walker more to be a cheerleader in the playoffs. Eflin helped them reach the World Series last year. The trade deadline was a disaster. So, man, you think about what could have been. They, you know, so much is at the margins. And the Diamondbacks and the Rangers acquired players to help them at the margins to get over the hump. The Phillies didn't. It's a real shame. They got through the first couple rounds without it mattering. But when it was a fight and it was a matchup game, they didn't have enough. And that's on Dombrowski. The fourth name I wrote down, and obviously this is way, 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 way less than the other, you know, things between Topper and the Stars and Dombrowski. Is that Garrett Stubbs quote about the beeline to the pool will bother me forever? I mean, they poked the bear. They got overconfident. I mean, there's no question in my mind that he's permeating what the feeling is and was in that clubhouse. They got overconfident that this series was over. I felt that. I'm just a dummy on the radio and doing a podcast. Like, I'm just a fan. they can't get overconfident. And I believe they did, and they got smacked in the mouth. Like, when things got tough, they got smacked in the mouth, and it's been 2 years in a row now. They've shown they could play from ahead. The Phillies could play from ahead in a series. They could steamroll a team. But when a team fights back and all of a sudden it's even or they're down, this year's NLCS, last year's World Series, they couldn't muster enough fight to come back and beat them. Stubbs, it's an all-time bad Philadelphia sports quote. It really was bad. And it just, especially when you factor in how much we made and the Phillies made of the attaboy comment by Arcia in the Braves series, to do it back, to give them fodder back, Arizona here, just a really, really, it's a joke. I mean, it was a joke then. It looks even worse now. And the last thing that caught me and it caught my attention on the blame game and why they lost this thing, and this is not an excuse, but it's a truth. It's the reality of who this team is and the reality of the format of the postseason. We can push our chests out when they beat the Braves and say, who cares about winning the division? Who cares about this? It's all about October and getting hot, and you could do it from the wild card round. And that's true. We saw it last year. We just saw it with the Diamondbacks this year. But I believe, and this format is new, that it's going to be very difficult for teams to do this year in, year out, the same team. Now, we may get a wild card team every year because of the way the format is. We may get a team that's a 4, 5, or 6 seed every year, go on the road and make it because of the format. But I find it hard to imagine we're going to get the same team doing it in back-to-back years. It's hard to win 3 rounds in a random postseason format, or 4 rounds in back-to-back years. My guess right now is, unless the Diamondbacks win their division next year, which they probably won't, they won't be in the World Series. It's very hard. And the Phillies' reality is, when the season starts, they're not a 1 or 2 seed because they're behind the Braves over 162. We could talk about the format and tweaking it, and maybe it's detriment in the first round to the teams with the bye, but the reality is it's hard. It's hard to do it in back-to-back years. I'd imagine the Rangers and the Diamondbacks will not go from the wild card round to the World Series next year. And if this is who the Phillies are, and they're not going to be as good as the Braves in the regular season, we're asking them to win 3 rounds as a road team, or this year they had a home field in the championship round, but you know what I mean. Like, to win 3 rounds from the wild card spot, again, it's hard. It's just really, really hard. I can't imagine we're going to see teams doing it back-to-back years. Eventually, you run out of gas. It's just hard to ask for all those wins. If they're better in the regular season, perhaps it makes them a little bit more vulnerable in the first round, but maybe it makes it easier to get to a World Series. Appreciate you guys listening, subscribing, following. We'll talk more in the midday show on a tough day in Philadelphia sports. Appreciate you guys. We'll talk soon on WIP Daily.